we don't know what is healing people or making them better, and we can't exclude any activity.
We do. They are, individually.
Yeah. And
they get on the TV, and they go to Cancer Centers of America, and they say, only the fighters survive cancer. I'm a fighter. I didn't lay down. I didn't do this. I got up.
I whooped that baseball bat.
They took me by the hand. They saw me more as my disease, and I came, and I'm a fighter, and fighters, and I am a cancer survivor. Well, that's all they're saying. I am a very belligerent conqueror.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about here. People interact with speech. Humans communicate. They get all mixed up when they take a retrospective view of what they talked about and what they thought and what they said. And then they make more speech. It's the interaction of humans that causes, quote, healing. And you never know if you're honest about who did what to who. But it requires interaction, not hitting over the head with a baseball bat, just because you have a limited meaning of the word healing.
Mm. Well,
and that's never been said to you. You've been put in your place.
Well it's ridiculous, because you're talking, then you bring in the even worse position of truth and correctness.
Oh, no, I don't bring in that. Yeah, you got definitions of that, too. These are always explored in speech.
That is what was truth in speech.
These are always explored in speech. We never come to a final meaning in anything. We don't even know that healing couldn't help us. Maybe healing does help people, whatever you mean by some. Maybe getting less than in relation to someone else does make you feel better.
If you get up, you'll feel better.
Be a little
somebody
more exploratory.
You in this dog, you get up, you'll feel better than you did when they laid you down. That's a vast improvement.
You don't feel better when you get knocked out with a bat.
If you're able to get up, you do.
No, you don't get a headache. Anyway,
well, but it's still better than where you were when you
get like us humans. You merge with us humans to get a little more co-creative in your use of language.
We don't do that.
We're taking a bat and going home. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we're taking our power.
And now it's a wonderful. And if you take your power, no baseball bat will be required for your healing. And no less than place will be engaged that you'll find yourself. But y'all keep going to them doctors and let them keep poking around. If they look long enough, they'll find something wrong with you.
Yeah, I agree that the doctors have a monopoly on what healing and medicine is. And that's missing the advantages of knowing that medium massage you.
But rarely do you go to the oncologist and him take a Louisville Slugger and bash your skull in.
Yeah, you're going. You're
rarely
going.
Rarely does that occur. But it's okay to pump your
like
body through mustard poison.
It's all right
to pump your body through with mustard poison and run you down to the point that if you can survive the chemotherapy, then yes, you can beat cancer.
You get off on the wrong side of the bed today,
I'm asking you to think about
the process of communication. The doctors hijack the notion of healing and medicine as if they're doing something. They don't know that communication is what's healing or changing people's physiology and decorum and posture and pain threshold, all these things. You're ranting against those. Granted, the doctors have hijacked the medical definition of healing or the definition of healing, but that doesn't mean we end up fighting them and miss what healing is. Healing goes on in this radio show just because our interaction with the audience.
Many have emailed in that they've suffered concussions.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah, there's that kind of definition.
That's correct.
Anyways, it's like talking to a relative.